from WAQG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, my Hollywood connection. How you doing this morning, Doug?
Hey, Carol, how you doing? I'm doing wonderful out here in California. Good morning from Hollywood.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling us. I know it's mighty early for you, so we appreciate you getting up early on Tuesdays to kind of keep us up to speed on all the good Hollywood gossip. And the thing of it is, my question is this. You know, when you're a big Hollywood star, it looks like you could afford Uber or a driver, but there are a couple of stars out there that just can't stay out of trouble.
Absolutely, Carol. You know, these two guys, they're totally different in their aspects. One's a singer, one's a really, really good actor, and they just can't keep the booze out of their hand while they're, you know, out in public.
All right, so Aaron Carter, the singer of the two, and I got to say, his mugshot looked horrible. When did he get so old? I don't know.
I know. I looked at him. I'm like, how old am I?
I know, right?
A little kid.
But yes, he looked horrible. He was arrested where? Wasn't he in Georgia? Where was he?
Yeah, he was in Georgia. He's from Tampa, but he was in Georgia when he got arrested. Somewhere around the 15th on a Saturday. He and his girlfriend were out driving, and he got arrested, of all places, in an AutoZone parking lot.
My goodness. The irony with this one is, just a few days ago, he had tweeted that you would never catch him getting arrested for a DUI, and boom, it happens.
Well, yeah, we actually got the video. He was talking smack about Shia LaBeouf getting arrested.
Uh-huh.
About how, you know, Shia got a DUI and everything and going on. But Shia didn't get a DUI. Shia got arrested for public drunkenness. So he was already wrong from, he might have been drinking during that video.
Maybe
so.
We
have no idea. But yeah, it's a really crazy story, because he says that he wasn't behind the wheel and that cops were targeting him because he was a celebrity, and his girlfriend got all angry and they were really aggressive toward the cops. But we actually saw the video and the court, actually the cops' papers, and he was behind the wheel. The cops say that he was driving and acting really erratically on the road. He hit a median, pulls into the AutoZone parking lot, and then stops, and then jumps out from behind the wheel.
So I guess in his argument was, when the cops caught up with him, he wasn't driving because he was out of the car.
Right. But they have a video of him in the car driving crazy. And now his lawyers are trying to fight it, but it's all out there. And, you know, he says he pulled in there. His lawyer said he pulled into the AutoZone to get a realignment of his car.
After you hit so many medians, you have to do that, right?
Well, of course. After a Saturday night bender,
yeah.
You know, of course you're going to need a realignment.
All right, and talking about Shia LaBeouf, I mean, that's who he was kind of ranting over. You know, a little earlier, Shia LaBeouf had been arrested, as you said, for disorderly conduct, drunk in public, and he was quite mean, I would say, to the police officers. But he's kind of come out and apologized, right?
Well, yeah, he did come out and apologize. I mean, this happened way back on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's in Savannah filming a movie. And, you know, I talked to some sources, and they say that the staff and crew had no idea that he even drank. This guy showed up to work on time. He knew his lines. You know, he did not do anything out of the ordinary. Never looked hungover. And then all of a sudden on a Saturday night, because they shoot pretty much Monday through Friday, he gets in this really, really crazy argument with somebody over a cigarette.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he asked somebody for a cigarette. They said no. He went off. He was cursing in front of kids and women. They called the cops. You know, everything was fine pretty much. They took him in. And then once he was in the cop car,
mm-hmm.
He went crazy. He went crazy on these two different cops. Said a bunch of really racial things. I saw some of the video. And he was really, really bad, saying some really graphic stuff to both of the cops. And, you know, it just didn't seem like the same Shia LaBeouf that, you know, we've seen in all the movies, the Transformer movies. And, you know, he's really a good actor. I had a friend who worked with him on the movie Bobby,
mm-hmm.
about RFK a couple years ago, and he could not say nicer things about this guy.
Well, it's just, maybe it's something once they get in Georgia. I don't know. So,
you know, you and I, we've been to Georgia before. In fact,
yeah.
I love Savannah.
I do too, and I love Atlanta. But yeah, maybe it just brings out not so much the best of people, but the opposite effect.
Really, I guess the police enforcement in Georgia just, you know, has to be stepped up or something.
Something's going on. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk celebrities and politics. We had a couple of announcements last week. First off, Dwayne Johnson, who I love, The Rock. Is he running for president in 2020?
Well, you know, who doesn't love The Rock? This guy has come from a wrestler to a pretty good actor.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I've got some friends out here that said, this guy has really stepped up his game as an actor. But, you know, back in 2010, he told Vanity Fair that, you know, he wouldn't mind running for president. And a couple months later, he told the Washington Post the same thing. And people sort of looked at it and, you know, just didn't think anything of it. But, you know, with the current administration, you know, people are now like, well, anybody can run.
Yeah, really? Yeah, reality star? Sure, why not, right?
Absolutely. So somebody in July filed papers with the Federal Election Commission. It's called Run the Rock 2020.
Uh-huh.
And a guy in West Virginia filed some papers. So, you know, it's out there. He very well could run for president.
All right. So we'll just, I guess, have to wait and see. He himself not making any comments at this point?
He just keeps entertaining the idea.
Okay. But he's not really getting out there and saying, yes, I am, or no, I'm not.
Right. He just says it is likely. But, you know, he's got his TV show, The Ballers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just finished up Baywatch. He's got a lot of movies in the horizon. And this one, it really doesn't seem as likely. But as you said earlier, the Kid Rock one running for Senate,
mm-hmm.
seems like it's a pretty done deal.
So Kid Rock, when I read that story, I was thinking it was more of something that his record label was doing, kind of doing some publicity and that kind of thing. But you think that's really going to happen? Michigan Senate.
Now, his record company did set up a website about him running for Senate. So that is a little bit, you know, a little bit touchy where the record label gets involved. But he himself said that if I get elected, I'm still going to perform music. I'm still going to write music, but I'm going to be there for the people.
Wow. Well, you know, it's not unheard of because, you know, we Ronald Reagan, of course, had been an actor. Jesse Ventura, you know, he was a wrestler, pretty famous, that he held public office. So it is not unheard of. And I've heard of other stars who have kind of entertained the thought of running. So who knows? I mean, more power to anybody who wants to take on that job, because that's not a job that I would want to have by any means.
Absolutely. You know, we still love Reagan out here in California. He was a great California governor,
mm-hmm.
and people have always talked about Oprah Winfrey,
mm-hmm.
and they're still a little, you know, talk about her running in 2020. So you just can't rule it out of anybody running for president. And I think if you get the public behind you, like some of these stars have,
mm-hmm.
you have a really, really good chance of running. And, you know, I think of the two, I think the Kid Rock one is definitely more serious than The Rock. But then again, who knows?
Well, I'll just have to wait and see. As long as these stars can stay clean and not do stupid things when cops are involved and all, well, you know, maybe they can make it. So,
absolutely. I think you and I should run as president and vice president in 2020.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, that's a job I don't want to have, Doug.
I think we could run on the Danville ticket, and I think we could really get some people behind us.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so. Doug Lewis, Jason Douglas on Facebook, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. We really appreciate it. And we love getting the insight on the Hollywood Scoop. So thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Carol. It's always good to talk to you. And I will hopefully talk to you next week.